stars you have set on their courses.
What are we human beings that you should be mindful of us, mere mortals that you should seek us out?
Yet you have made us a little bit lower than the angels. You adorn us with glory and honor.
O Lord, our Lord, how exalted is your name in all the world. Let us pray. O blessed Trinity, in whom we know the maker of all things, seen and unseen, the savior of all, both near and far, by your Spirit enable us so to worship your divine majesty that with all the company of heaven we may magnify your glorious name, saying, Holy, 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 glory to you, O Lord Most High. Amen. And our opening hymn, Holy, 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 number 86. Hear our call to confession this Sunday. Remember that Jesus can sympathize with us in our weaknesses, since in every respect he was tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with boldness approach the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Let us confess our turning from God's love and command to love one another as ourselves. Praying together, saying, Blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our Creator, our Redeemer, our Sustainer, yours in perfect relationship, one God in three persons, mutual and whole, we confess that our relationships are not that way. We have been too selfish, or we have given too much, or we have accepted too little. We have failed to love after the manner of Jesus. We have let sin drive us away from one another and from you. We long for wholeness and peace and a sense of well-being. but your sin takes us in other directions. Forgive us and restore us. Pull us to you. With mercy and grace, pull us to you. Amen. Amen. Hear the good news. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we might be dead to sin and alive to all that is good. I declare to you in the name of Jesus the Christ, you are forgiven. Amen. Let us pray. Holy, holy, holy one, guide us by the Spirit of truth to hear the word of life you speak and to give all glory, honor, and praise to your threefold name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
The first reading today will come from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verses 1 through 4, and then 22 through 31, which can be found on page 700 of the Pew Bible. This particular chapter is titled, In Praise of Wisdom. Listen, wisdom is calling out. Reason is making herself heard. On the hilltops near the road and at the crossroads she stands. At the entrance to the city, beside the gates she calls. I appeal to you, mankind. I call to everyone on earth. The Lord created me first of all, and first of his works long ago. I was made in the very beginning, at the first, before the world began. I was born before the oceans, and there were no springs of water. I was born before the mountains, before the hills were set in place, before God made the earth and its fields, or even the first handful of soil. I was there when he set the sky in place, when he stretched the horizon across the ocean, when he placed the clouds in the sky, when he opened the springs of the ocean and ordered the waters of the sea to rise no further than he said. I was there when he laid the earth's foundation. I was beside him like an architect. I was his daily source of joy, always happy with his presence, happy with the world, and pleased with the human race. The responsive reading today can be found on page 597 of the Pew Bible. It will be Psalm 8, and Pastor Susan and her side will read the odd-numbered verses, and myself and my side of the church will read the even numbers.
What page are you on?
What did I say? 597.
Okay. Are we ready? O Lord our God, your greatness is seen in all the world. Your praise reaches up to the heavens.
It is sung by children and babies. You are safe and secure from all your enemies. You stop anyone who opposes you.
When I look at the sky which you have made, at the moon and the stars which you set in their places.
What is man that you think of him, mere man that you care for him?
Yet you made him inferior only to yourself. You crowned him with glory and honor.
You appointed him ruler over everything you made. You placed him over all creation.
Sheep and cattle and the wild animals too.
The birds and the fish and the creatures of the seas.
O Lord, our God, the greatness is seen in all the world.
Our second reading today comes from the book of Romans, or letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. This is titled, Right with God. Now that we have been put right with God through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He has brought us by faith into this experience of God's grace, in which we now live. And so we boast of the hope we have of sharing God's glory. We also boast of our troubles, because we know that trouble produces endurance. Endurance brings God's approval, and His approval creates hope. This hope does not
the body of Christ. It's a matter of perspective. How will we, Josh, as you move into the world, Jacob, who's now in college, and Amanda, who's not with us, but she'll be in her last year next year, huh? How do they perceive the world? How do we perceive the world? Go. In the power of the Holy Spirit given to you. Amen. Our next hymn, Our God, Our Help in Ages Past.
Thank you.
Well, last week we were batting around a beach ball for this time of our prayers that we were sharing of alleluias and thanks and amens, but your prayers this day for all things. Say that again? Your 20th birthday is tomorrow? Anybody else having a 20th birthday or a birthday? Mary Wiggins is having one on the 3rd. Guess what time it is? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. That. Happy birthday. No, it's a birthday. Yeah. Only, yeah, it's like one more year, 21. Prayers that Earlene will be told that she can walk on Tuesday. So she's. He can walk and run, right? Mick goes to the doctor on Thursday, so he's not just waving at everybody. But our prayers that you all are on your way to healing and mending well. Okay. We all need those prayers sometimes, don't we? That our marriages make it over the humps. Sometimes the humps and the hurdles can be very challenging in our lives. So, and it's always hard when they're not behaving, it isn't, Ashley? So, what other prayers do we have? Remember, I was kind of in a similar place a year ago, April, trying making sure Frank behaved, so.
Prayers for Florence Taylor, that's her previous wife.
Okay.
She was admitted to the county care center.
Okay. Florence Taylor, prayers for her, that's Cricket's mother.
Mother.
Wife? Mother. Cricket's mother. Cricket's wife. It is Cricket's wife. Prayers, mulch. You know, awesome. We give thanks for laughter in church. We don't do it enough. Although, I don't know, you all laugh pretty good in church, and that's a wonderful thing. Wisdom was there, and God delighted in wisdom and laughed and danced. So,
you may need to turn my mic up just a little bit. Thank you.
Good morning. We have... I think that's the first time anybody ever went time out in worship. This isn't football, Bob. Look at the colors in the room. Play ball. Good morning. It's good to see everyone here. Oh, I like that. Good morning. It's good to see so many of you here this morning. We have decided that if you're naturally cold-blooded, sit in the back of the church today. If you're naturally really warm-blooded or hot-blooded, sit up front for obvious reasons. I will also give you a warning. These fans are vibrating up here. So more than likely, they'll start to fall and I'll hear you gasp and they'll just hit the ground and we'll just hope they don't break. But there's our cooling system for the day. So we welcome you this Sunday. We welcome those who will be worshiping with us through our CD ministry later on this week and throughout the coming days. It's nice to know that they're out there and we know that they truly, truly do appreciate getting the CDs to be able to worship with us. This Sunday, in case you think there's some confusion, there's not really. We are both in ordinary time now, or proper time of the liturgical year, and the color is green. And so we have our green banner up, but it's also Trinity Sunday. The Sunday after Pentecost is Trinity Sunday. It is the only Sunday in the liturgical year where we actually celebrate a doctrine of the church. So this Sunday is a Sunday where we honor the Trinity. It is also the Sunday before Memorial Day, and we will be closing our worship service with a responsive litany for Memorial Day, a time of remembrance, and for those who have served our country and for those who really still are. And then we'll have one of our national hymns, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Other announcements for today. This coming Sunday is our church picnic out at Ruble Park with Buchanan. And we will be celebrating communion next Sunday. So we look forward to seeing a whole bunch of you there. Bring friends. We always have a lot of food and food left over. So bring someone with you. Invite them to come. This Thursday, June 3rd, we will be having a Health Rhythms drumming circle downstairs. I facilitate those, and the village drummers will be there, and Dick Moose is one of the village drummers, as is Barb Mann, Lois Bowman, Rhonda Roddy, and Annette Yonley. That's kind of the village drumming group, but come and relax. Drumming really... Oh, I didn't put the time in there. I'm sorry. 11 o'clock. We drum from 11 to 12. And a plug for St. Paul's Barb Mann, who was a physical therapist. She does an exercise group over at St. Paul's from 10 to 11 on Monday and Thursday. And it's a good exercise class. She's been doing it for about 4 years now. Also, too, just to let you know, there was a Suicide Prevention Coalition meeting, not this past Thursday, but a week ago, I believe it was. And there were a small group of people there, and that smaller group that showed up that day are going to be gathering this Thursday at St. Paul's to continue doing some work as far as written materials to go out. Pens and placemats and just getting the word out that we do have a suicide prevention crisis hotline number, and just continuing that work. So to let you know, that group is continuing to work. There are grants for this fiscal year that we are tapping into for another gatekeeper training that we're looking at doing here in June. We're waiting on a final date for that, so I'll let you know about that. And again, anyone can come to that gatekeeper training, and the training, they've already had one, and it was very, very good. A personal testimony of one of the gentlemen was there. The gatekeeper training is predominantly to let you know warning signs and things to look out for and questions and how to handle a conversation if you find someone making certain statements or acting a certain way. And there was a gentleman that had gone through this training, and he said Sunday at church, he got into a conversation with a gentleman, and as the conversation went along, it became very obvious that he was really in a place of depression. And he said because of that gatekeeper training, he said there were questions that I knew to ask, and he said I was just able to be present with him and support him in a way that I wouldn't have been able to before. And that is a huge thing. And it's also with the Suicide Prevention Coalition, the main thing is getting these things out of the darkness. Anxiety, depression, suicide, these are the things that tend to live in the dark places of our lives. We don't like to look at them, talk about them, and yet we know a lot of people are suffering. And so we need to bring this out into the light so we can support and care and love for one another. So I will let you know more about that. Thank you for that little soapbox time, but this is an important issue. You may save a life someday, and you may never know it. I will be attending the 2010 Summer Leadership Conference, Insights into the Spiritual Journey, at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. I'll be there Sunday evening after the picnic until Wednesday, and then Frank and I will be traveling up to Heidelberg College for United Church of Christ Ohio Conference annual meeting. And that will be we'll arrive Thursday and then be coming back. And so I will not be here on Sunday the 13th. I forgot to put that in. Are there any other announcements today that we need to know?
Okay, Sunday school is now for
okay, cool. Sunday school for the kids is done for the year, but Bob and Erlene are going to be having a picnic for the kids, and that'll be neat. They're at the house for them, so. Yeah, can the adults come too? Yes. And the adult Sunday school class is continuing up at the Care Center up on the hill at 9:30, correct? And are you in the cafeteria for the most part? The activity room, all the way in the back.
No, it's across from the...
across from the cafeteria. So if you don't know where to go, just walk in the door and ask, and you'll get pointed in that direction. Are there any other announcements? Oh, that's right. If you go downstairs, no. When you go downstairs after church, do go downstairs. You're demanded. You shall go downstairs. Mick has a table of lettuce. This is bag your own Sunday. He has, baby bib lettuce and the curly stuff, endive, and all sorts of stuff. The bags are there to bag it. The grocery bags are there to put those bags in. There's plenty of lettuce. You shall go downstairs and get lettuce after the worship service. What's that? This is the green time of the year, remember, even though this is Trinity Sunday. And Mick has an abundance of greening coming out of his garden. Any others? All right. Hear these words as we prepare to worship God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of God's glory. I'll never make it. Amen. Come on up. Please rise in body, spirit, heart, and mind.
The call to worship. Please join me. O Lord, our Lord, how exalted is your name in all the world.
Out of the mouths of infants and children, your majesty is praised above the heavens.
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon,
full of grace, full of love, full of anger, what kind of God do you imagine? Well, the psalmist today says to us, in all this mystery and all this perspective that we have of God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. For the reality is, again, however we perceive God, it's too limiting. Perspective, again, here's a cute story. A man went to work and had an awful, horrible day. There was one interruption after another. As he went home and he entered the door and he looked upon his lovely wife's face, he could tell she had had a really bad day as well. So he thought quickly and said, okay, I've got to figure out a way to divert this because I just don't think I can handle one more lousy thing in my life today. So he said to her, I've had the worst day of my life. I've had one piece of bad news after another piece of bad news and more bad news and more bad news. And I know that you haven't had a much better day. But if it's at all possible, can you share some good news with me? So his wife thought for a moment, and being a loving, caring wife and mother that she was, she looked into his eyes and said, of course, I can share some good news with you. We have 6 amazingly beautiful, fantastic children, right? And he said, absolutely. And she said, well, 5 of them didn't break a leg today. Perspective. It matters how we see the world, how we see God. When we leave this place today, we should leave. If we were good Presbyterians, we'd say we shall leave, looking at the world from a different perspective. So here are a couple of thoughts. If we look at things through the eyes of the world, we would see another brutal murder in a brutal existence. But if we look through the eyes of faith, it was God so loving the world that he gave his only son that we might be set free from the sin and death for all eternity. If we look through the eyes of the world, he was another religious fanatic bent on terrorism and persecution. But if we look through the eyes of faith, Saul of Tarsus was destined to become the greatest missionary the church has ever known, Paul. If we look through the eyes of the world, the poor and hungry and sick and imprisoned are a nuisance, and we just don't know what to do with them and how to take care of them. But if you look through the eyes of faith, each person is an opportunity to look into the eyes of Christ. I think of Mother Teresa. If we look through the eyes of the world, we are too small and powerless to ever make a difference in this huge world. But if we look through the eyes of faith, when we walk out of here this day, we do not walk alone. We walk with one another. You carry the friendship and love that you have for one another with you, and you carry the gift of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. Sophia Wisdom, who was with you from the beginning, was with God from the beginning of creation, we carry with us. God is with us, and that is power. If we look through the eyes of the world. You and I are unbelievably insignificant. That earth that he could blot out with a thumb. We are just one of 6 billion plus people inhabiting this earth. But God knows us so intimately that God knows every hair on our head, even the ones that we're losing and the ones we've lost. God knows us. If we look at this world through the eyes of the earth, we see maps and borders and boundaries and lines that divide us. But if we look through the eyes of faith, we see the whole of all humanity that God has created, the eyes. May these offerings extend our faith and honor you, Creator, Savior, and Sustainer. Amen. God's love has been poured into our hearts. When we give it away, we receive love in abundance in return. The Holy Spirit has blessed us with love. The Spirit dwells with us and enables our loving. The Spirit of truth promises to guide us. When we respond, our lives are deeply enriched. God has crowned us with glory and honor. We are given responsibility to care for God's creation. Wisdom continues as a partner in creation and recreation. Let us praise the one who has dominion over all. How majestic is God's name in all the earth. We accept the gifts of grace and peace God gives to us always. Let us join in our litany for Memorial Day. As we prepare for Memorial Day in our country, we acknowledge memories that are both painful from loss and joy filled with the gratitude of our freedom and liberty. Let us pray this day that we may never forget the sacrifice of many. For leaders who send young men and women to war, that their judgments be sound and their motives be pure, we pray. For the injured and the disabled, for the mentally distressed, and for those whose faith in God and in other people has been weakened or destroyed, we lift our hearts to you. God of mercy, hear our prayer. For soldiers who have been maimed or brutalized by war, that our love for them may make their scars less hurtful and make their brutality yield to the tenderness of returning love, we pray. For those who have been left behind, that they may live on the strength of the love that they knew and now hold in their hearts, we pray. God of mercy, hear our prayer. For those who suffer from the ripples of war, the homeless, refugees, and orphans, for those who are hungry, for all who have lost their livelihood and security, that the innocent may help us turn from warlike ways to pursue the potential of peace, we pray. God of mercy, hear our prayer. God of peace, help us never to forget that war is hell. As we remember those who died in war for the cause of peace, help us to honor its saints and pray for its sinners and victims. God, make us peacemakers. As we look to the future of our children and grandchildren and generations to come, God of peace, hear our prayers and come to us in perfect love to drive away our fear and make us your peacemakers in all the world. In the name of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Our closing hymn, My Country, 'Tis of Thee, number 576.
Thank you.
Go in peace. And some that are in a time of life where they're ready to come home and be with their families where they've missed so much. Be with all of them, O Lord, as they continue to serve the belief of that freedom on this earth, in our country and throughout the world. We give you thanks, O Lord, that we are able to worship you here today because of them. And now hear our prayers for those that we call by name. For Brenda Rice, Bill Rice, Gina Most, Sarah Hall, Glenna Joy Graham, Virginia Lee Morris, Jim Newhart, Reverend Robert Phillips, Sandra Turner, Tom Billings, Mary Jo Hammond, Jack Hammond, Sarah and Sean Galilean, Aiden Russell, Mike Caravel, Carly Sue Williams, Ashley Shoemaker, John Patster, Mary Morris, Ronald Bub Howell, Linda Hanna, Jennifer Edgel, Monica Long, Rick Williams, Sally Jackson, Lucy Roberts, Gabriel Kayetta, Chuck Henning, Donna Beery, Gloria Jean West Godwin, Mitch Clift, Danny Olam, Bob LaCrone, Isla Forney, Cecile Waters, Bill Hoag, Sherry and Dalton Patterson, Joe Fetty, Mike Hines, Charlotte Schuerman, Linda Andrews, and we lift up to you this day, O Lord, Steve Patster, in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection of the life to eternal life. And now hear us, O Lord, as we pray for all who have asked us to pray for them. Hear the prayers of our hearts. Amen, and now let us pray as Jesus has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Jesus came and went about blessing and healing. We can take our divinely inspired gifts, our offerings of money, our resources of time, all we are, to spread goodness, hope, and Christ's love in the world. Let us gather our gifts. Thank you. pray together saying, Giving God, use these gifts to plant seeds of grace and hope in this community, and from here to all your beloved creation. We are grateful for your wisdom, for your beauty, for the ways in which we see your glory in all creation. Most of all, we thank you for caring for us and for entrusting to us the ministry of caring for the earth and for one another.
Oh, our God does laugh. Don't anybody tell you that God doesn't. Yes. Okay. Bill Hoag has been on our prayer list, and he is done with his chemo, but it takes a lot out of you. He's having a hard time, so our prayers for him, for strength and courage of heart and mind as he goes through this. Other prayers. We welcome our visitors. Welcome, welcome. Not visitors, really, but I'll call you visitors. Any others? Let us pray. Let us pray. Holy, 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 Lord God of heaven and earth, we come to you with desire to open our hearts, knowing that your Holy Spirit, the gift of the one, the advocate, the gift of your Son who proclaimed that he would not leave us alone, the gift of your love made flesh, in your Son, Jesus Christ, that through your triune love, that our hearts will be opened to you, that our hearts will be opened as we turn out to others, those that we know and love as family, those that we know and care for deeply as friends and members of our community, and for those that we will never know by name, that we stumble across or bump into in life, that unsettle us and knock us off course, that we might embrace them and stop and be in their presence and recognize that it might be an opportunity to entertain you, O Lord. That it might be a time to show your love in the flesh through us by your power and your grace and your love, that we might be humbled and in awe of your love enough to love others. As we worship you and praise your holy name this day, we bring before you many prayers, prayers for healing of mind and body and spirit, prayers of hope, of the possibilities of young life and newness in life. For so much possibility lies not before only the young, but before all of us, O Lord. For there is so much that you have yet to reveal to us. Again, we ask, O Lord, to open our hearts and our minds and our beings that we might embrace the fullness of life that you set out before us, and that we might walk into it in glory and joy and laughter and dance with you as wisdom has danced with you from the beginning of time. Until the day, O Lord, that we meet you and dance with you,
And on this day, O Lord, we are mindful that we also celebrate and honor and remember Memorial Day, those who have given their lives for our country that we live in, where we are free to worship you and to speak of our faith openly without the risk, worry, or fear of persecution and even death. We give you thanks, O Lord, that there are those that are so willing to serve and die for us, that they go forward young and innocent and open to the possibilities of freedom and liberty for all, not only within the borders and boundaries of our country, but that all people might know the fullness and gift of life, to have shelter, to have safety, to have food, to have the freedom to be all that you have created every human being on this planet to be. So we give thanks to you, O Lord, for those who have served our freedom on this earth. And we ask your blessing upon our men and women, young boys and young women who are in the prime of their life. And right now, I mean, remember that time when you were a senior in high school? I mean, was there a more incredible time of year? You were done. Are you done yet with school? Are you still making up snow days? 3 days left. Oh, that's very Trinitarian on something. But anyway, I won't go there. 3 days left, and he is done. Do you remember that time when you were a senior, when you just couldn't wait to be out? You were out earlier than everybody else, and, you know, you were graduating from high school. It's one of our biggest accomplishments in life. And then, in a couple of months, not to bust your balloon, but you'll be a freshman. Low man on the totem pole, back down on the bottom of the ladder, scared to death, a new venture, not knowing where he's headed. And before much longer, another one graduating, wondering what's going to happen in the job market, yet a new adventure, another new journey. It's all a matter of perspective of how and where we each see the world. The way Josh and Jacob and Amanda see the world, I'm sure, is very different right now than the way a lot of us over 50, yeah, I think that includes all of us, see the world. But it's a great thing to view it. Whoops, I'm sorry. I thought you were there. You're not quite there yet, are you? That's right, he is. You're not. Okay, she is our, well, and since the Wiggins are here, you don't have Sarah and Tim, but yes, we do have a group that are, under 50. Yeah, I was going to say, I can't call you middle-agers. But perception, the way we see the world. This Sunday, as I said, we are celebrating and remembering Trinity Sunday. It's an interesting Sunday because we are honoring a doctrine. But it's a doctrine that if you talk to most Bible scholars, they will tell you that the word Trinity does not appear in our Bible. But it is our attempt, our human attempt, to try to understand the omnipotence, the mystery of God. And so we try to understand God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, trying to figure out how three can be one. There's an interesting story of an oil baron who went to Picasso, and the oil baron wanted Picasso to paint a painting of his lovely wife. And when he got the painting from Picasso, he looked at Picasso and he looked at the painting and he looked at Picasso and he said, "That looks nothing like my wife." And he was mad. And Picasso said, "Well, I'm not sure what a picture of your light wife would look like. Can you be more specific? And on that, the oil baron pulls a picture of his wife out of his wallet, and he said, this is what my wife looks like. And Picasso bent over, looked at the picture, and replied, she's rather small and flat. How we see the world, how we see God. Do we see God as small and in our little definition? Do we see God as that man with the flowing beard and the flowing white hair? The Trinity. If we were having a children's sermon today, many pastors fall onto this example of trying to explain to children how God can be three in one. And you take water, good old H2O, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen, and you have ice when it's frozen, the liquid form that we can drink, and steam. And somehow or another, it's all H2O. Now for us, we see water, we see the ice, we see the steam. A scientist sees two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen, but God not only sees all of that, but even the possibilities more. The possibilities of what hydrogen and oxygen can do when it's meshed and molded and connected with other elements in our world. The mystery of the Trinity. But it's a reality for us, this perspective of ours. Karen Binford, the minister out at Trinity United Church of Christ, tells us, Frank and myself, frequently that when she was in seminary, she had a professor that would say to them, everything that you say in life reveals something about your belief in God. Everything that you say in life reveals something about your belief in God. Is your God limiting, judging, amazingly awesome?
Point us, for God has poured out his love into our hearts by means of the Holy Spirit, who is God's gift to us.
Our gospel reading this morning is found in the Gospel according to John, John 16, 12 through 15, and it is found on page 148 in the Pew Bible. And again, I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. John 16, 12 through 15. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I say to you that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. These are the words of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy and triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, God in three persons, we give you thanks on this day that you are our God. We have heard your word. Now open our hearts that we might receive it, ponder it, think about it, and learn from it. Open our hearts that we might respond to it. And may the meditations of my heart, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable to you this day, O Lord, and as we go forth your people. We pray all these things in your holy and triune name. Amen. Usually I preach on the gospel, but this day, the psalm seems to jump off the page. It is a psalm that has a beautiful message to us. When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him. Does the name Russell Swikert ring a bell? If it doesn't, let me remind you, he was an astronaut on Apollo 9. And after returning to the Earth from his magnificent venture, voyage, experience into space, he wrote these words. You see the Earth not as something big, but as a small thing out there. And the contrast between the bright sky and white Christmas tree ornament and the black sky, that infinite universe, really comes through. And the size of it, the significance of it. It is so small and fragile, and such a precious little spot in that universe that you can block it out with your thumb. And you realize that on that small spot, that little blue and white thing, that Christmas tree ornament, is everything that means anything to you. All of history, music and poetry and art and death and birth and love, all the tears, joy, games, all of it on that little spot out there that you can cover with your thumb. It's all a matter of perspective, life. When I used to work for Domino's Pizza's distribution company, we used to say, perception is reality. I was a liaison between the distribution center and all the corporate stores, as well as all the franchisees. And things could get heated from time to time. But when I worked with them, I always had to remember that their perception was the reality that I was addressing, and that I needed to see things from their point of view. This Sunday is an interesting time. It comes after Pentecost. There are graduation parties being planned. If I'm not mistaken, Mark, didn't I see you go by yesterday with a truck full of mulch? Preparing
more than once,
more than once. Three loads, preparing for a graduation. 300 bags, that's a lot of mulch. Who counted them? Preparing for a graduation party.